Revelation chapter 19. After these things, I heard a loud sound like a large crowd in heaven, saying, Alleluia! Salvation and power and glory are characteristic of our God. For his judgments are true and righteous. For he has judged the great whore, who brought the earth to ruin with her fornication. And he has avenged the blood of his servants, which was shed at her instigation. And he spoke a second time, Alleluia! And her smoke will ascend throughout the durations of the ages. Then the 24 elders and the 4 living beings fell down and worshipped God, who was sitting on the throne, and they said, Amen, Alleluia! And a voice went out from the throne and said, Praise our God, all you servants of his, and you who fear him, small and great. And I heard a voice as of a great crowd, and a voice as of great waters, and a voice as of mighty thunderclaps, which said, Alleluia, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, has started to reign. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, because the marriage feast of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And she was granted to put on shining and pure fine linen. For fine linen stands for the righteous observances of the saints. And he said to me, Write, blessed are those who have been invited to the marriage feast of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true words of God. And I fell down before his feet to worship him. But he said to me, Watch out that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant, and I am one of your brothers who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Then I saw heaven opened, and there was a white horse, and one who was sitting on it called Faithful and True, and he judges and wages war in righteousness. And his eyes were a fiery flame, and on his head were many diadems. He has names written, including a name written which no one knows except himself. And he was clothed in a garment dipped in blood. And his name was the Word of God. And the armies in heaven were following him on white horses, clothed in fine white pure linen. And out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword, with which to strike the nations. And he himself will tend them with an iron rod, and he himself treads the wine vat of the wine of the wrath of the anger of God the Almighty. And he has on his cloak and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing on the sun, and he cried out in a loud voice and said to all the birds that fly high overhead, Come and congregate at the great supper of God, to eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of cohort commanders, and the flesh of the mighty, and the flesh of horses, and of those sitting on them, and the flesh of all, both free and in bond service, and both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies, gathered to wage war on him who was sitting on the horse, and on his army. But the beast was seized, as was the false prophet with him, who performed the signs in his presence by which he deceived those who took the mark of the beast, and those who worshipped his image. The two were thrown alive into the lake of fire, which was burning with sulphur. And the rest were killed by the sword of him who was sitting on the horse, the sword which came out of his mouth. And all the birds were filled with their flesh.